Good morning, Columbus Branch 304, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, with just a quick, I won't say subtle, but reminder of the inability of your current local president to do anything that would qualify as leadership for the branch members of 304. One case in particular I'd like to just bring back to mind about the inefficiency and just the total lack of respect for you as a union member by your local president, Bit McLemore. Let me start by saying maybe he doesn't understand, or it's just he just don't care with respect to mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, being led on a daily basis by lead clerks. Now, this may seem like a small infraction, but this infraction actually could bring you thousands of dollars in settlement had your inefficient local president not gone to the labor board and denied the labor charge of Article 5 violations. If you work in Columbus, Ohio, and you were on tour 2 or tour 3 in the flat section, you can ask any mail handler in the building who runs that section, and you're going to find a lead clerk on tour 2, and we do have a supervisor on tour 3, but through illness, that supervisor is very rarely at work, which now means the lead clerk on tour 3 still runs tour 3 flat unit. Now, let me tell you, that is a direct violation of Article 5, and it's got monetary resolves attached to it. But your local president, in his attempt to keep everything nice and comfortable with management, will not allow, I say again, will not allow that claim to be processed. And what do you mean by he will not allow it? Well, when I say he will not allow it, I bought labor charges because it's apparent that your union won't process this grievance. And Bit McLemore went to the labor board and assured the labor board that these violations do not take place. Now, I gotta also say, Bip isn't the only ineffective individual in my story. Your local chief steward on tour 3 and your chief steward on tour 2 also collaborated to give the local president that bullcrap information that it don't exist. Well, I say to you as a mail handler, you go to work every day, you know who's in charge of that section, and let me tell you, had the local president, along with Kathleen Van Hoos, and along with Scott Daniels, Daniel Scott, had not given him that information that it don't exist, we would have a monetary settlement for all mail handlers on tour 2 and tour 3 in the thousands of dollars to each mail handler. Now, I know a lot of you like to hear my message, and then you listen to the replacement staff as they convince you that I've got pipe dreams or visions of grandeur that just don't exist. Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you work in Columbus, Ohio, you speak to the counterpart from the APWU. Ask your fellow clerk employees, do they get paid for Article 5 violations? I'm telling you right now, every time their contract states 204B mail handlers cannot supervise clerks. And what does Columbus do? Every so often they got 204Bs in section that clerks operate. Example, your bundle sorter, your SPSS. Well, every so often, the clerks file grievances and are awarded large monetary compensation for the exact same thing I tried to file. In fact, I piggybacked off their case. The only difference between my charges and the APWU charges is their president supported their charges. In my case, Bip was so concerned with me showing my membership that I am worthy to be your leader, he and mail handling stewards out of Columbus got together and had your labor board charge dismissed. Yes, I said it again, had it dismissed. And yes, I'm calling names on my podcast because I can back that up. On tour two, the feeling was we're not going to press this grievance because with a lead clerk, we get to go and come as we please. Well, again, if that's your decision and that's what it is that you want to do, don't make a whole lot of sense to me. But that was something that the union representation on tour two kind of convinced the mail handlers on tour two. Well, some of the mail handlers, because some of them wanted their settlement. On tour three, again, they just, that union steward on tour three, the chief steward, may as well just be a 204B for the nonsense that she's currently involved in, or always involved in. Keeping management happy because they think that's going to let them cut a side deal in some other area, I think is absolutely crazy. If you study your contract and you are proficient in how you present your case, you don't need to cut side deals with management that rob, yes, I say again, rob mail handlers of thousands of dollars. Columbus, Ohio, I want to give you a quick reminder. You have a local president who, when I say steals your money, he doesn't actually steal it. You give it to him. Now, think about how strong we are. We give this man $120,000 on a base salary. This is before the extra money for him and his brand, one of his personal branch presidents to go on Sam Lou's vacations and the rest of these things. But what I'm telling you is we have to get together. We have to band together and we have to send BIP into retirement, but actual retirement. He's already retired. So you got to understand, he doesn't even understand anymore how some of his decisions affect you because they don't affect him. He doesn't have to get up in the morning and go into a post office and deal with this crap. He likes to tell you he's connected, but he is about as connected as a phone that's not cut on. That's how connected he is. Now, we have to wake up and send Bip McLemore a message. You're retired. Go retire and mess up somebody else's life. Get out of the union business because you are ineffective and you are not a good local president. I, on the other hand, stand ready, willing, and able to pick that banner up and show you what good union leadership is. I guarantee you, after you vote for me for this next election, about 5 or 6 months of me being in office, you'll wish that you never even heard the name Bip McLemore. That's how ineffective he is. In today's union environment, we need a strong, effective leader, not someone who wants to placate and keep management happy. My concern is for the mail handler. And because my concern is for you, I am more than ready, more than capable of assuming that position as local president for 304. And I can better demonstrate through my leadership abilities what your union money pays for. Right now, I have to ask you, are you happy with that absent leadership that you are currently getting? Do you feel like your local president represents you? Well, if that is the case, then stay with it. But if that's not the case, I'm here to tell you there is a better way. Ken Hodge, that is the better way. I stand ready and willing to represent you, and I guarantee you nothing is going to be perfect, but we can get a whole lot closer to perfect under my leadership than you're ever going to get with your current local retired president right now. Again, him being retired, he doesn't even begin to understand the issues that we have at work. So this is just a quick reminder that you have an ineffective local president and you have a branch president that is going to continue the campaign and is going to show you he is more than worthy of your vote. And under the direction of Ken Hodge, branch 304 National Postal Mail Handlers Union will become a strong branch, because we're not right now. And that's my early morning message to my mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.